Welcome into Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our community. We're going to continue our conversation today with Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. We spoke yesterday on the program about a recent 5-star rating received by the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital from the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, known as CMS. You can find out more about that 5-star rating online at the website cms.gov. Now, remember, the first portion of this conversation is available online. If you didn't get to hear yesterday's program, just go to our website and click on Community Close-Up, and you'll see the link from there. Are there other things you do to make sure that your patients there have a positive experience?
Medicare is interested not only in us doing the right things at the right time for the right patients, but they're also interested in us doing it in a way that is pleasant and positive and makes the patient and their families have confidence that we care about them. So we always are measuring. We are finding out from our patients, how's this going for you? Is there anything else you need? Did we get it right? What suggestions do you have? Of course, we have the surveys that come out. Patients get phone calls. They're randomly selected for phone calls to do a satisfaction survey. But we don't want to wait for that. So real time, we are actually doing process where leaders in our departments go to the patients while they are there and say, how's it going? Are you getting what you need? Is there anything you need? What else could we do? Yeah. Do you have any questions for us? So real time, we want to face-to-face with our patients and their families say, how's this going? So if it's not going well, if they're anxious or they have questions, we can answer those. We can calm the nerves. We can offer the comfort. It is important to us that people have an experience that says, we care about you. So we're always working on that. I think another thing that helps people have confidence is that we keep them updated. You know, if there is a wait for any reason, that we let them know why. Sometimes the wait is because the process, the test you're having, the blood sample has to sit for 45 minutes before it can be tested. So we need to let you know up front.
Yeah, that would be good to know that. Yeah,
yes, it's going to be probably an hour before we get a result back on this. Can I get you a warm blanket? Do you need something to eat or drink? How can we keep you comfortable while you wait?
I would take it that you work with the nursing staff then to where that they know that that's what needs to be going on and they can help with everybody with stuff like that. So you've been rated, you've got the 5-star rating, but time goes on. How do you guys keep up with all that stuff to make sure you stay in line?
Well, we are constantly reading, researching, looking for the best practices. We keep up with what the government says they're doing. And the government will, they'll stop measuring some things because everybody's getting it right all of the time. So they'll move on to something a little harder.
Hunt something a little bit different to keep you on track.
Some things we do. We want to make sure that we keep doing the right things continuously. So we're always measuring. And we share what we measure with our patients and families. The next time you're at the hospital, ask to see a quality board in the emergency department, the med-surg unit and CCU. If you're in outpatient surgery, we have large boards where we post the most current quality and patient satisfaction data we have. Our teams meet every day around those boards and talk about how are we doing, what is it that we're working on to improve right now, what are we focused on, what was our last data, what's our report, and we want to share that with our community. We want you to be able to see that this is important to us and it's information that you deserve to know. So if you look at that board and you see a piece of data, some information that you want to know more about, Ask about it.
How about new state-of-the-art technology? Anything new going on?
Oh, there's always new stuff going on and some really exciting changes in the technology. Mission Hospital System is going to a standardized set of patient monitors. So those monitors we attached to patients to measure their heart rate, their breathing, their oxygen saturation, those kinds of things, will be the same throughout the mission system. We also then have the ability to have a team in special setting in Asheville that's watching all of those monitors continuously. These are specially trained set of people who have no other distractions, nothing else going on, who are the backup eyes and ears for our staff in Spruce Pine. Those monitors, if there's a change that needs to be identified, certainly the nurses in Spruce Pine are going to hear the alerts. They're going to see the changes in the traces. They're going to hear the alarms. But if those nurses are busy with another patient and their eyes and ears are distracted, or they're giving medications, or a patient is declining and they're focused there, there's a backup team in Asheville who will pick up the phone. They'll call us on an emergency phone. They will contact the nurse directly and say, there's a change you need to look at. Now, we don't take care of patients based on what our monitors tell us. The first thing you do is you go to your patient and you see how they're doing. That is a very new program. Blue Ridge came online as the first regional hospital to be online with that monitoring system. It's a great reassurance to our staff, our team, and should be to our community.
Well, I think that's really exciting to know that level of care is there, and there'll be lots of things coming along, and I can't wait to hear more. So anything else you want to add while we're here today?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to the people who make the 5-star rating happen. And it's the nurses, the technicians, it's the aides, it's the housekeepers, it's the laboratorians, the pharmacists, the x-ray technicians, a whole team of people who are working hard every day to make sure that we have the safest environment to give the best state-of-the-art, most current care to our patients. Those are the people who make it happen. They live in this community, they love this community, and they feel honored to take care of these patients, and we owe them a lot.
Thank you to our guest for the past 2 days, Becky Carter, the President and Chief Nursing Officer of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Remember, if you'd like to hear this program again or yesterday's edition of Healthcare Update, you can go online to our website and click on Community Close-Up and find links from there. Healthcare Update. An opportunity for you to find out more about healthcare in our area. This program is sponsored by Mission Hospitals, Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. Thank you for listening.